That was yesterday. Scottie Scheffler went in the third leg of the career Grand Slam. He wins the Open. Daryl, there was a stat that was shown at the end of his final round yesterday where it detailed that the number of days between Tiger Woods' first major win and his fourth major win was 1,197 days. The exact number of days between Scottie's first major win and his fourth major win was also 1,197 days. And I find that pretty, like, that's one of those, like, how the hell is that possible type stats. And I don't know. I know you don't watch as much golf as probably I do.
Yes, since Tiger has retired, that is 100% true. Tiger was appointment.
He was
television for me. And now golf is no longer appointment television for me. And you're now going to sit here and talk me into that. I need to jump on the Scottie bandwagon and be glued to my TV for every major.
I think there is like a chance that he is putting together
Tiger Woods 2.0,
the most like Tiger Woods run we've seen. And listen, he doesn't have the majors at this age that Tiger did. That's the biggest difference. Is I gave you that stat about first to fourth, but Tiger was doing that like when he was 20 to 24. Because by the age of 29, which is what Scottie is, Tiger already had 10 majors under his belt.
Yeah, they were talking about him chasing down the all-time record for majors.
And then for his own personal reasons, that obviously never happened. But what Scottie's doing is absolutely remarkable. Two major tournament wins this year. He's in line now to complete the career Grand Slam.
Listen, when he wins all four of them in the same year, I'll get interested.
Well, it's funny you say that because that's literally never happened. Like in modern golf, I think there's actually a golfer, I don't know his name. There's a golfer who did it back in the day where there was like other tournaments that were considered major tournaments.
Like in the 1800s?
Yeah, like I think there was like an amateur tournament that was considered a major back then, and he won that. He like won a bunch of different ones that were considered majors at the time. But in the modern system where it's the Masters, US Open, PGA, the Open, nobody's ever never won all four in a calendar year. If he does something like that, that would, I think, put people like back on board.
Golfer was Bobby Jones. He's a pretty big name, right? It was 1930, though.
I just forgot who it was.
It was U.S. Open, British Open, the U.S. Amateur, and the British Amateur.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Those were the majors back then in 1930. So how the golf landscape has changed. But no, and here's the other thing that's tough. Like, I get Scottie isn't nearly as polarizing as Tiger. Tiger had this it's like the fist pumps when he made the big putts, and there was this like character out there on the
Sunday red.
Yeah, like you there was just this emotion.
What's Scottie wear on Sunday?
I think he was wearing light blue yesterday.
Ooh, Sunday light blue. There's a marketing strategy for you, Nike. Just do it in your Sunday blue.
But I think
just be it if you feel like it.
Like, Scottie doesn't have the emotion quite that level. I mean, also, he had the comments this week about, like, how golf isn't what defines him. That's got to be the hardest thing for golf, is that they have this other worldly player finally in their midst. Like, how many years did they wait to find, like, the next Tiger? Like,
You can never be the next Tiger if you say golf is not what defines me. Well, because golf is what defined Tiger Woods you know, his wife threw a putter through his window.
And then he was defined by something else entirely.
We found out way too much about Tiger Woods that none of us needed to know.
And waitresses were what defined him.
That is true. You know what's funny about this? Like, so many people's like dreams of the idea of Tiger Woods was like crushed in that moment. That was honestly the moment for me. Like, I was in college then, where I was like, "See, this is why you can't let your kids be like, I idolize this athlete and they're like, I want to be like them when I get older." Because you always find out something down the line that's not so great about them. It happens every single time. I know people who are like, "Yeah, I really like this pitcher," and then you find out that pitcher was doing some shady stuff on the side.
Well, like here's my deal when it comes to the personal lives. As long as it doesn't end up in the police reports or in the courts, it's none of my business.
I mean, to an extent, but But eventually those things feel like they always end up in the papers, don't they?
Well, they're... You just made my point for me, Spencer. Jeez.
But if you're going to be in entertainment, which is what all this is,
yes, yeah.
Your personal lives do become people's business.
Yeah. It's fair.
And that's part of the deal. It's part of the sign up, right?
Yeah. Which is why, though, like, I get why Tiger, the revelation of what Tiger was wrapped up in became so...
Well, because he had this pristine image.
Yeah, yeah.
Off the course, he had this pristine image, and that got shattered by the events that took place and the events that were revealed. And so that clean-cut, all-American superhero image and got destroyed. And look, this isn't just in sports. This is in life in general. But we love, as a society... to build people up, put them on that pedestal, and then we can't wait for them to stub their toe so we can tear them down.
Well, and that's...
And jump all over them and kick them when they're down. And that is just, for whatever reason, that is human nature.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's also interesting about Scotty. Is like, if you thought Tiger had that image, Scotty right now, I think, has that even more. Like, him, like, as much as Owen's right, I don't know that you can sit there and say... golf isn't what defines me, and then be compared to Tiger necessarily. But,
well, if Scotty keeps winning, golf will be what defines him. Maybe not for him personally, but when you're talking about people looking from the outside
in. It's me and Daryl who I only watch majors, or I only watch the majors, right? I don't care about golf. Daryl, do you care about golf any other time?
No.
Right.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Can I confess?
Go ahead.
Did not watch a minute. I didn't even realize there was a major this weekend. Well, I was so wrapped up in other stuff going on in my life and things that I was doing. It was of no importance. Now, if Tiger was playing, if we were in the heyday of Tiger Woods, I would have absolutely 100% carved out time on Saturday and Sunday to watch.
I think that's the hardest thing with this comparison, though, is to the point of Scotty saying that golf doesn't define him. I think it's hard to...
That's a bad marketing slogan.
Well, I think it's hard for people to get behind a guy who, like, people loved Tiger because he had the clean cut image for so long. I think Scotty has that even more, but he's like less polarizing at the same time. Like, he really has to do the stuff that you're saying. Like,
well, Scotty got a chance yesterday to talk about it, right? So here he is after winning the Open.
I still think they're a bit silly. You know, Tiger won, what, 15 majors? It's my fourth. Just got 1/4 of the way there. I think Tiger stands alone in the game of golf. You know, he was inspirational for me growing up, and he was a very, very talented guy, and he was a special person to be able to be as good as he was at the game of golf.
That's how you answer that question.
It is, but that also isn't also doesn't help him be polarizing, right?
Well, listen, he needs a better here we go.
If he was the polarizing player that people want in golf right now that they've been searching for years since Tiger really sort of had his falling out, like, they would want a guy who's like, yeah, listen, Tiger's great, but my goal is to catch him. Like, I want to get there. Like, he downplayed. I'm only a fourth of the way there.
I'm going to fix this for Scotty right now, because this is what I
wear red on Sundays.
Daryl's fixing people's lives.
This is what I do. I am here to help. Okay,
fix your life is back.
All right, here we go.
At 6:20.
First of all, better Sunday wardrobe. Okay, we need a trademarkable Sunday wardrobe for Scotty. That's number one.
Not light blue.
Number two, we need some Happy Gilmore in him. Okay? You got to do something on the golf course. Now, Tiger had the big, demonstrative fist pump, right? We need something. Scotty's got to do something after sinking a putt or, you know, dropping it next to the pin on the green. Like, he's got to do something.
It's got to be the emotion.
We need a trademark emotional response from Scotty, right? That everyone can imitate. Everyone used to do the Tiger Woods. The same thing with Scotty. And then the third thing is
he needs a little more attitude in his press conference answers.
Well, actually, I wasn't even
guys. There's only been one golfer arrested in the last calendar year, right?
Or That arrest helped him so much, like, in terms of his image. It's crazy.
Let's not talk about how he just kind of drove through a police barricade because he was told to.
Did you hear about the? Did you hear the audio from that? By the way, you probably didn't. But I was watching Full Swing, like the documentary they do on Netflix with the golf. Like they follow the PGA guys.
Well, all the stuff was posted on X.
But he, like, the guy's just like, you must be pretty good if you play, if you're playing in this tournament this weekend. Like the cop who arrested him, and he's like, yeah, I'm all right. Like. Like, I would have been like, yeah, I'm the number one golfer in the world.
If it was this year, would he be like, I'm Scotty Bleepin' Scheffler. What are you doing?
That's what he should have said. Yeah,
don't you know who I am?
Listen, I think what Scotty's doing is phenomenal because, and I tweeted this yesterday, like, it has to be pretty demoralizing for the rest of the field when Scotty, like, Scotty has some tournament weekends where he's just not on, but the weekends where he's on, like this weekend, It's got to be as demoralizing as when Tiger's on, because he doesn't ever choke. He never chokes ever. Like, he had a 4 or 5 stroke lead going into Sunday.
Well, you just jinxed him.
He had one hole where he double bogeyed, and then the next hole he birdies, he's back up like two more strokes.
He chokes away a major. I'm blaming you.
No, that's fine, but I'm just saying, like,
he had to put it out there in the ether.
He is a golf machine the same way Tiger Woods, but he just doesn't have like the personality that Tiger did. And so I think we are seeing like the most dominant stretch of golf since Tiger's peak, but I don't know that people are as into it. I think Darryl, you're right, like he's gonna have to do something remarkable, like win all 4 in a calendar year or something, or you know, complete the career. If he tries to complete the career Grand Slam next year with the US Open, I think he'll people watch that. But There's I think you're right. Like, there's just a little bit of something missing, even though he is as dominant as we've seen, I think, in golf in quite some time. 216-474-0092. Is Scotty Scheffler trending towards becoming the next Tiger Woods, or does he still have a long way to go, especially because he has to catch him in majors?